symptoms I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Just Mom Struggling Well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
For those of you who love us a lot and love our podcast and you want to show that love, because love without action, isn't that a Bible verse? Love without actions is dead.
Dead.
So if you want to show your support, you guys should join us over on Patreon. We're having a lot of fun over there. Yep. Fun. A lot of fun. If you go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell, you can join us for various different levels, like baby mama level or big mama level. I forget all the levels, but they're cute. And every other week, there are Patreon episodes. So you get to have us in your earbuds every single week. And on the Patreon episodes only, we select one person to get a $50 Better Life bag gift card. So don't miss it.
Every single time.
Every Patreon episode. Yeah,
every single time. You know, I got my Better Life bag in the mail and I wrapped it up. And it's just sitting there looking so sparkly and pretty, waiting patiently for about 8 more days.
I can't believe how much self-control you have.
Same. And did you see? I'm a lunatic.
Did you see the wrapping, Emily? Did you see her Insta story about it?
No, I missed it.
It's like department store level wrapping.
Oh my goodness.
It's real incredible. Nice.
Did you open it up and at least see the bag?
No, but Rebecca wanted me to check on something, so I have Brandon peek in.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
He was very impressed.
Was he?
He was very impressed. He's like, who made this? Like, I don't know what he was expecting, but he was like, dang.
For it to look like some preschool project or something.
What?
Gosh.
Okay, so when you're on Patreon, you will never miss a week of Moms Struggling Well. I want to thank the new Patreon ladies. Just kidding. I get to take a big old breath. All right, we have Elizabeth Hershaw, Meredith, Crystal, Jenna, Elizabeth Lynn, Jen, Becky, Rachel, Heather, Kaylee, Grace, Megan, Ashley, Jennifer. Another Jennifer. We have so many Jennifers.
Popular name.
Good grief. Rebecca, Malia, Beth, Erin, Meg, Jesse, Angela, Kylie, This Little Homestead.
Ooh.
We have a house, like an entire farm joining us.
A whole house. That's so exciting. Meredith, Alva, Jody, Jimmy Lee, Delaney.
That's her name?
Jimmy Lee
Delaney.
Jimmy
so
Lee.
Cute. Jimmy Lee Delaney. Joanna, Liz, Jillian, Rebecca. Nope. Sorry.
What? That's what?
Becky. So sorry. It's just Becky.
Somebody
I was just
else?
Excited. Michelle, Catherine, Laura, Lindsay, Jessica, Ariel.
Really?
Oh, the Little Mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Melanie Glassy, Tiffany, Emily, Amy, Melissa, Taylor, and Kelly Bragg. Thank you, guys.
So many new people.
Welcome. Yeah. And if you are not getting those automatically into your podcast app, you don't have to go to the Patreon website to get them every time. So
right.
Just
it should be popping into your feed. And if you're having trouble with that, come find me in the Facebook group.
Yeah, or I have people ask me on Instagram. I'm happy to walk you through it.
Yes, any which where.
Don't ask me because I don't know how to help you. Ask them.
All right. So today we're going to do our gift guide. Let's talk about it.
So excited. Well, I think Rebecca seems to have the best plan. Like you seem to have a plan about
that's
your
funny because I was just going to say I'm ready to ride on your wings because I have no plan for how to share this. Are we doing like gift guides for kids or for friends?
What are we doing this year and how can they also do it? Who would it be good for? Be good for a kid, be good for a friend. This is what I'm doing for my mom or whatever.
Or for yourself even, because those are I have plans for my own presents.
Oh, good. I like it.
It's me too. Well, my favorite present to give my parents, which I'm going to give them another one this year because the one I gave them years ago, I think, has broken, is the digital photo albums that are Wi-Fi capable. So my brothers and I just have an app and we can send photos to their picture frame from anywhere in the world.
That's really fun.
I love that.
They love it because it'll just show up. There'll be like new pictures randomly every few days when we remember to send them. But it's super easy on our end and they love it. And so I'm going to get them a new one this year.
That's a great idea for grandparents too. Grandparents would go crazy for that.
Is there a certain app? What do you use?
Each picture frame company, depends on which one you buy, they have their own specific app.
Got it.
So the one I got them a couple years ago was NixPlay, NixPlay, and they had their own NixPlay app. But Katie, it is for grandparents. I don't send pictures of myself. They're not excited about that. Mm. They want to see the grandkids. So right. Yeah, it is a perfect grandparent gift. Yeah, it's super easy. They're not cheap, but you know, if you love your mom and dad.
Speaking of something that's not cheap that I thought was just genius is to send a masterclass to somebody. Because of virtual, it would just be fun. It's something they can do at their house, but it's also like personalized. Like I was thinking, Emily, it would be so fun to send your husband, who I know does not listen to this show, is a masterclass on like magic. He loves magic and stuff like that.
I'm writing that down. Yes.
Their Black Friday deal or Cyber Monday now is if you subscribe annually to masterclass yourself, because you can buy Masterclass, just one class, gift that to somebody, but you can also do an annual subscription. So you buy yourself a year and you can give somebody a year because it's also not cheap, but I think it's perfect for right now.
So if you have that subscription, you can take any Masterclass?
Yeah. I don't know if there's a limit.
I bet there's not a limit.
That's a great idea because you can't really gift like cooking classes or a lot of experiences this year because of COVID, or trips or things, but virtual classes. As long as nobody bought me like a master class on how to clean my house, that would be a bit insulting.
It's insulting. But if it's an annual subscription, they can do anything.
That's true.
Speaking of that, the thing I'm going to get my son, because he's interested in photography, is like a cheap little camera with video because he's also interested in making movies. And like I looked online. I haven't decided on one, but there's photography classes for kids online.
Okay.
So I thought we would do that for him.
There is. I know there's a photography one.
Oh, a photography masterclass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, maybe both the guys are going to get masterclasses.
That's exciting. What kind of camera is it?
A step up from the ones that are like blue and look like toys. You know what I mean? Like we had a VTech one, but like a nicer than that, but not as nice as, you know.
Right. Not a Mark D Rebel 4C Canon. Not that one.
Maybe not that one. You know what's so terrible is I just sold my DSLR, but I still wouldn't have given a DSLR to a 9-year-old. That wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Have you heard of OutSchool?
OutSchool?
I don't know if they're, I think they're maybe more educational, so that maybe this isn't a great Christmas gift, but it's like Masterclass for kids in that you can take like a Pokemon class, like it's all Pokemon related. There's like Wings of Fire. So it's, you can get it specific to your interests, but so they're like teaching how to write a narrative about Pokemon or a choose your own adventure. So there's a teacher and it's virtual and all these kids, it's all kid oriented. You can take classes. So
is it like a homeschooling resource or
isn't everybody homeschooling this year? It is like a schooling thing, but you don't have to be a homeschooler.
Got it. I just didn't know what you use it for.
It does. It's all educational, I'd say, but it's more fun than just a worksheet or, you know, the teachers make it really interactive and geared towards something that kids are interested in. So
cool.
You can hide your educational value in a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Hey Struggs, Katie here. I wanted to let you know that Mom Struggling Well has an Amazon affiliate link where we earn a smidge of a profit from the purchases you make. Starting today, there's a click-through link on the show notes for every episode, or you can head to amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell yourself just before you check out. Doesn't cost you a thing, helps us cover the cost of production, and we made it fun for you by compiling books from past guests, giving me life items, or just random things we've mentioned all in one place. As you're making your holiday purchases this season, head to amazon.com/shop/momstrugglingwell.
Your family has adapted to a lot of change this year. We have all done some creative problem solving, so let's just continue that trend with creative projects for your kids. KiwiCo is seriously fun and is a no-brainer for your shopping list this year. KiwiCo has 7 different crates for kids of all ages, but my husband was the most excited one of all. You see, Mr. Eric Thomas is an engineer, and he busted out the Tinker Crate with my son, and they had the best dang time ever. This one was geared towards ages 9 and over, and my son loved it because he was able to follow the instructions himself, and I loved that those two had a project they could spend quality time on. Encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers. They won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered right to their door every month. And unboxing a crate feels just as exciting as receiving it. Everything they need is inside, so you can get started right away. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. My kids don't know it, but that is one of their presents this year, is a KiwiCo subscription. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate with code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month, and yes, I did use that coupon, at KiwiCo.com. Promo code MSW. So good. Well, speaking of that, again, I'm going to get my son one of those KiwiCo boxes, a subscription for Christmas, because he loves making robots and all that kind of stuff. And he, every time I try to get him into an activity, he doesn't like it. But he really is interested in those
things. Like a go somewhere activity, like karate or something like that.
Yeah, we've tried jujitsu, soccer. Everything we've tried, he just feels like the teachers are too bossy, which is stupid. Like, they're doing their job.
What they do.
But, you know, some people say they're coaching. You say they're
That's
bossy.
So funny. I wonder if that's a personality thing, because I feel the same way. I can't watch other people coach my kids. I'm like, they are so bossy.
That is really funny. I don't know, man. But anyway, if you want KiwiCo, coupon code MSW. Mm. They're great little boxes.
They really are. We had so much fun. We got one, and it really was 2 fun nights. And they're still, obviously hanging around the house, and they can mess around with them anytime, but we had a good time with those.
Yeah. Did you get the robot? What'd you get?
We got like a mat. What are those things called? Marbles. We got like a marble track thing. And then it also served as a timer to do this. These words are really tongue twisting.
Yeah, you're really struggling right now. I can see it.
Dip, dry, drip, drips of.
Wow. I think I'm watching her have a stroke.
I know.
Die. It's a project that you drip dye things. It's
so I feel like we're playing Scattergories or something, but I.
So you say it. You do it.
I don't know what you have tried to communicate. I can't repeat that.
Sounds fun. It sounds really fun.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, but I was looking at KiwiCo. I don't know. Does our MSW work for going to the store and picking the box you want? Do you know?
I think so.
Okay, because I'm going to use it then for that. Because you can go and you can, the subscription boxes are a surprise what you get each month. You don't know what's coming. Uh-huh. But there's really cool ones in the store. There's like this electric pencil sharpener that they can build, lantern that turns into a flashlight, which I guess are kind of the same thing. But
wow.
You're doing better than I am.
I like the idea of seeing what. Like, you can pick the robot one, just waiting for that box to hopefully come during your subscription.
I didn't realize that the subscription was a surprise.
Yes. In the store, you can see what you're buying. I think it's a little more expensive to pick from the store.
Yeah.
Hmm. Cool.
All right. So I kind of bought into some hype on something that I was going to buy and I was about to pull the trigger on it. I bought into the hype of those Quip toothbrushes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And they are a hot item this year, I think.
Been there, done that, Katie.
You bought one before?
I bought one for everyone in my family, and I'm the only one that still uses it.
Ugh.
My kids use Quip.
They do?
Yeah.
And does it work fine?
Yeah, why? What? I haven't heard about.
No, I don't think that my kids like vibrations in their mouth. I don't know.
Okay.
And I bought them this. I got sucked into it before they came out with the kids' toothbrushes. I had this like picture perfect idea that our toothbrushes would look Instagram perfect hanging on our wall. So yeah. I got everyone like a coordinating color and I was really excited. And then they came out with kids' toothbrushes like 2 months later, like smaller ones. So I think the vibration and the fact that there's this big mouth of the brush in there, I don't know.
Yeah, too big. So too big. They look beautiful. I started to read reviews and I was like, man, there's like hundreds of thousands of great reviews. And then I look at them and some people are like, I don't understand how this is getting such good reviews. It like doesn't move. It like barely vibrates and it stopped working. So I don't know if I just read too many of the negative reviews, but I was like, let me just see what else. One of the reviews said, go just spend a couple dollars more and get the Oral-B one that has like a rotating brush.
Oh.
What I really am interested in is a timer on a toothbrush because we have a stopwatch in the bathroom and it's the worst part of my day. Everybody is in the bathroom. Everybody's in a fight. Does that count as brushing? No, it does not. Pause your timer. Like my husband gets involved and it's like a whole thing. So I don't like toothbrushing, but it's important. So anyway, what I did go with is Oral-B has toothbrushes that like rotate and have a 2-minute timer. And they are on sale at Target. They're $20 off. So that's my jam. And I'm really pumped up about that. And it'll be a stocking stuffer. And they probably won't care. But it will make my life easier. And I'm so excited to get that timer out of my bathroom.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is what we say. Hey, it's time for bed. Floss and brush your teeth. And we send them on their nasty little way to, I'm sure, not do it. So maybe the Quip toothbrushes don't even work. Maybe they don't even have them.
They don't even know where it is.
Oh, man.
That sounds magical. I want to do that. My kids are a little bit younger than yours.
Every time we go to the dentist says, you really should be brushing their teeth for them. I was like, excuse me, I have 4 of them. Like 4 times 2 minutes apiece times all the fighting in between. No way. Yeah.
It's easy for him to say.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if I told you guys this already. Maybe I did, but that I got my kids paint by numbers of a picture of them and their animal.
Oh, yes. And then Lane said that she doesn't like paint by numbers when you asked her about it.
Oh, not just that she doesn't like them. She hates them. So anyway, but I think she'll like this one. And if she doesn't like it, I'll do it for her and then we'll frame it. And she'll still have a picture of her and the horse that just passed away. Anyway. So I asked them, the company is called Me Creative, M-I-I Creative, all one word. And I asked them if they would do a coupon code for our listeners. I bought this myself, but I said, I think that moms would really like this. And they said, totally. So if you use MSW at Me Creative, then you get like 15% off.
You're such a good influencer. Look
at you.
And
that's cheaper than I even got it.
That's really I love paint by number. Have you guys ever done one?
No.
Me either. I've been on Amazon about to purchase one during this whole like COVID experience. I just thought that'd be like the perfect COVID activity, quarantine activity. But I really don't have time to even paint one number. So
it sounds like you kind of do though. If now you're having a door for a baby who wants to come out. Now you can just sit at the door and paint by number.
That's true.
Although I think only Patreon's heard about that. So you got to subscribe to Patreon to hear about the drama going on behind the bedroom doors.
Now who's a good influencer?
Yeah, wow.
So remember when I told you guys about Cinemood?
Yes.
Do you remember this? This like the tiny little projector? Kira.
Sorry.
The little projector thing that I ordered at the beginning of COVID, thinking it would be like such a fun thing. Well, it's still not here. Remember how I thought I could save it for Christmas? well, I'm going to save it for Christmas because it's still not here. So, they promised that it's going to arrive before Christmas. I think I pre-ordered. I know I pre-ordered, but I think it was more like a Kickstarter campaign that I didn't totally realize that they weren't, like, they were not in production of them yet. They were taking pre-orders that were going to ship years from now. But I am personally I am personally excited about it because I plan to use it mostly in my room after the kids go to bed, watching Netflix on my ceiling while I lay down. Does that sound fun?
Yeah, it
does. That does sound fun.
I'm excited to hear about how that goes for you because we were just talking about a wall in our house that would be perfect for projecting movies on.
Yeah. It better be good. I've waited a long time.
Yeah.
Waited longer than Emily's Pottery Barn coffee table.
Oh, man. It's true.
Mine is similar to the paint by numbers. Have you guys seen the new thing where people have pictures or canvas wraps of like their dogs, but in like funny costumes?
I have seen that.
Yes. Like a painting, like, right?
Yes. So what I went with for Big Boy this year is he loves our dogs so hard. We have Puggles. One of them is nice. One of them is mean. He especially loves the mean one. The mean one bites everybody in the family but him, but also recently bit him. And he had like a huge infection. It was like a whole thing. So anyway, they are hopefully on their way out of this world. They are like 14 years old. They're really kicking. Like, they hike for miles. They have so much life left in them. So anyway, I wanted to get a picture of them, you know, in their prime, apparently. They're in their prime. So the company that I went with is called Artly. And I didn't love any of the costumes. Like, it didn't, like, fit our dog. Like, none of them seemed perfect. But this one is, like, kind of modern. It just has a white background, the two dogs. And it's done in, like, almost like a comic book-looking style. But okay, it kind of just looks modern and clean. And they look happy and cute. And we're going to put it in our bedroom. And he's going to love it.
Oh.
Is it, like, 5 foot by 7 foot?
It's pretty big. So actually, they sleep. We have a fireplace in our bedroom and they have two little dog beds like at the base of the fireplace. We don't use it. It's just for decoration. And we've never put anything above the fireplace. So it'd be cute. We put that little picture of them and that's where they sleep. And he'll be so happy.
It is so funny that it's so nice of you because I know you don't even like the dogs.
I do not like those dogs. I like, that's the worst decision I ever made when I was 20 years old.
The dogs that will not die. That's so funny.
Yeah, we got one of those. Remember last year when I took Mojo in? I thought it was a hospice situation. Thought he was going to die within like 6 weeks. Oh, he's still alive. Yeah, he's never been better. He's healthier than he's ever been. So,
no, she didn't take him into a place. She took him into her home.
We rescued him. Oh, yeah.
Took him in that way.
He showed up on our porch in very poor condition, and my kids fell in love with him and my husband. So I was like, okay, we can keep him for like 6 weeks. We'll give him the best 6 weeks of his life. Then I'll die, and then I can go back to my own world.
Life. It's like one time I saw there was a blue jay with a broken wing in our courtyard. And so I unfortunately put it on Instagram and was like, oh, look, circle of life moment, teaching my kids that things die. And everybody's like, you've got to rescue that bird. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Blue jays are mean, guys.
Are they? They're big.
Yes. They're not friendly birds. Like, I know a bunch about birds, but I feel like they're mean. This is what I think. That's what I
mean. They name sports teams after Blue Jays, so that would make me feel like they're aggressive.
Yeah. Thank you. See? Yeah. Always on my side. Anyway, so because of Instagram, I ran around the courtyard trying to put this bird in a box. And anyway, I had to rescue it because I put it on Instagram. So you got to watch out.
You do. You really do.
And then I had to take it to a bird clinic. And then they wanted me to pay for it. I'm like, I am only doing this for the gram. So I'm not giving you any money at all.
I missed this whole episode.
It was like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
A long time ago.
And the bird is now in a cage in your living room, chirping away.
And it won't die. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey friends, it's Rebecca. I wanted to share with you a brand that has a safe, healthy hand sanitizer for the entire family. Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra-gentle baby lotions, oils, and cleansers. And right now, you can score 30% off its entire collection of personal care items. 30%! Pipette is a clean baby and mom care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Us parents want what's best for our kiddos, and that includes only using the safest products on their delicate, sweet little skin. They sent me a bottle of their hand sanitizer, and I was thrilled to find out that they are actually right. Their formula is super moisturizing, and it doesn't dry out my hands the way the other hand sanitizers do. I don't know how they do it, but they did it. Pipette's $5 hand sanitizer eliminates 99.99% of many harmful germs and bacteria while keeping your skin protected and soft with their non-drying, non-sticky skincare ingredients. It's really amazing. So go snag your fragrance-free, lightweight, safe-for-the-whole-family hand sanitizer today. Visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with the code MSW. That's pipettebaby.com and use the code MSW for 30% off.
I have one more.
Oh, say it.
So this is my favorite thing that I received last year, and I think it actually might be fitting if people are not wanting to buy gifts this year because of financial things or whatever reason it is. My favorite thing that I received last year was a card with pictures in it of my friend's kids, but it wasn't like your typical holiday card and it wasn't your typical picture. So the card came from Seriously Shannon. The cards are very funny. I bought them this year to give out. And it says something about how mistletoe is a fungus. It's just not typical. They're very funny. This year, they're super funny because of, you know, the year that we've had. Oh, by golly, it's a melancholy Christmas this year. Cute. And so inside was not a family, perfect family photo, but it was cardstock, matte, and versus glossy, which I just love. Mm-hmm. And her favorite pictures of her kids that year. They were just not polished. And I was able to put them in my planner, like somewhere that I was actually going to look at them. And it wasn't holiday themed. Nothing is wrong with those things. Mm-hmm. It just felt perfect. So I think that just sending even just a card this year would be so good.
That's great. I like that. And I love Seriously Shannon's stuff is hysterical. She's
so funny.
Very funny.
That's my last one. What are you getting yourself, Em?
Okay, so here's a couple of ideas. And these are like, you could get yourself a Prep-Dish membership. They are having a Black Friday deal.
They are. So what they're doing for Black Friday is 50% off of all the meal plans.
That's really, really good deal. And also, yeah, just try it though. I think that the MSW coupons should get you something. But Prep-Dish is a really great way to eat healthy and feel good about what you're serving your family. But I also love Plan to Eat.
I don't know that one.
I got it for you years ago. You didn't even use it. And I'm still, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at you, Katie Finkel.
Tell me what it is. Remind me.
So Plan to Eat is a subscription. They have a Black Friday deal where it's half off for the whole year, which makes it like, I don't know, $10 a year. So I got it for you, but like, I literally spent $10 on you. So it's not that impressive. Anyway, what it does is you can take any website from the internet and you put it into this app and it makes you, and you can put it on what day you want to cook it.
Okay.
And it also populates all the recipes in there and keeps them for you and turns it into your grocery list. And then you can have the app when you go to the grocery store. And it's one of the ones where you like click on it. And when you bought the thing, it's in your cart and then it goes away. So your list gets smaller and smaller, which I like because then I'm not going to miss anything.
Yes.
Anyway, so Plan to Eat, that's what I get myself every Black Friday when it's half off, plantoeat.com. But the thing I've got myself this year is a watercolor subscription box because, I'm homeschooling my daughter. And so I have a little bit of extra time to sit and monitor the goings on of a tween. And so I'm trying to make the best of it. It's like my popcorn AirPod situation.
Also, you need to join Patreon to know what that's about.
Oh, that's true. Sorry, I can't remember when we talked about what we talked about. And it's called, the website is called letsmakeart.com, and they have a journaling one, and they have a watercolor one, and every watercolor box comes with four projects in it, so there's one for every week.
Oh.
And then the lady teaches you how to do it, and she's a very good teacher. Which is really important. And the stuff she makes is so, so pretty.
Coming from a teacher, too, that's high praise.
Yeah, she's really great and really likable. Because not every teacher is good, or you don't want to spend hours listening to them talk. So
are you going to send us some Emily originals?
Sure. And actually, I think, so the Christmas box will come in a couple of days. And I will not wait until Christmas, because I am not Katie. And it has in it, like tags, like gift tags. So some of the projects is making tags for the gifts. You know what I mean? So things like that. Really fun.
That's so practical. I love that. I'm very interested in the journaling one.
Yeah. Journaling stresses me out for some reason. And watercolor is just something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What other presents? Any other presents?
Neil really wants a robot vacuum. Which I feel like would be an equally nice present for myself.
Yeah,
he's been wanting one for years, and I feel overwhelmed when I go search and research for one. There's so many different brands and kinds, and there's self-mapping ones and self-emptying ones, but they're like $1,000.
I think you can empty it, just, don't you think?
Do I want one more thing to manage? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'd want the self-emptying one.
Where does it go? Where does it empty it at?
Take itself into the dump?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I wish I would have said that at the same time as you.
It has this canister that it will dock itself into, and then the canister sucks out all the dust from it and puts it in. It says it will store up to 60 days worth of junk from your house.
Hmm. I don't think we're sold on that. I think you should empty it yourself. I don't know why.
Do you guys
really
have
that
one?
Dirt out of your house?
No, I don't have one.
Okay, well, he's probably not getting it this year, but I think about it a lot.
I do think about it every year at this time, too.
Yeah, I know. Those Black Friday sales. They get you.
They get you. Ooh. My favorite thing I'm getting for my kids is my son, he's 8. He only wants to play video games. I don't want to buy him anything. My daughter, she's still fun and she likes to play toys.
Yeah.
This year, I've got her and I'm getting both of them an advent calendar. He's getting a Harry Potter Lego one. She is getting a huge advent calendar. I got it at Barnes & Noble. It's 2020 specific. I don't know why. I think they do it every year. You open it up. It's a big book. It's got a pretty red ribbon. And you open it up. And inside is a bunch of little tiny storybooks. And she just loves books. And it's so grand. I just cannot wait to give that to her.
Sounds like you love your daughter more than your son.
Mm.
Does he listen to the podcast? No. She's just in a more fun age for toys.
Yeah.
For Christmas, this is her jam.
So speaking of advent calendars, I got some at Trader Joe's. They were 99 cents each. I got one for each of the kids. And they had ones for animals. So we got one for our dog as well.
That's cute.
Yeah.
You guys and your dogs.
Let's do Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softly.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
So what's Giving Me Life is, I think I've talked about this before, but it's called Heavyweight. It's a podcast. I like this guy so much. He is so witty and funny, which is not the same thing. I don't know. He makes me laugh a lot. He tries to help people solve their problems, but he's really...
He stole our idea?
Yeah, but he's, like, wildly more successful at it than us. No, but, like, ages-long problems that you have with somebody who really hurt you, like, in the seventh grade, and he talks to them, and then he talks to the other. It's like journalism type of, there's a whole thing. But he is really funny, and it just makes me laugh a lot. And it never goes like you thought. I don't know. I love the podcast called Heavyweight.
Oh, good. I need a new podcast.
I think you'll like him.
Have you heard about the Mom Struggling Well podcast?
Actually, you know, for every episode that goes out, I probably listen to it about 3 times. So, yes, I know that podcast so well. Holy cow.
She hears it in her dreams.
All right. Well.
What's giving you life, Rebecca?
The kids and I have been making strawberry blended lemonade every single day. It is so easy and so yummy. So I have just like a regular blender. We throw in 1 cup of frozen strawberries, 1 cup of water, and then 2 tablespoons of powdered lemonade. That's it. Blend it all together. It's so yummy and so refreshing. And I know it's winter and it probably should wait till summer drink, but it's giving me life.
That's fun.
Kids all love it. So
I love a good phase. You know, you just get real into something as a family and it's like, is it blended lemonade time? You know it is. That's fun.
I'm going to try it with raspberries today.
What?
What?
You're going crazy.
Hey guys, Katie here. Y'all know about my favorite bra from Third Love. I feel like I talk about it all the time. Why do I love my Third Love bra so? Because it's super comfortable and flattering. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and sport. Third Love has bras in over 80 sizes, and every Third Love bra is made with signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a scratch-free band. The bra that I was matched with is the 24/7 classic t-shirt bra, and I have slept in that guy and I have worked out in it because I literally forgot that I was wearing it. This is not the bra that you take off the second you get in the car. This is how bras were meant to fit. Find your new favorite bra with high quality, comfy style starting at just $45. I wasn't 100% sure of my size, so I did the fit finder quiz, just a few simple questions, and I found my perfect fit in like a minute. Third Love has a perfect fit promise, and they stand behind their products. If you don't love it, you have 60 days to return it with Third Love's free and easy returning and exchange policy. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 10% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/MSW now to find your perfect fitting bra. Get 10% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/MSW for 10% off today. You're gonna love it.
What about you, Katie?
I want to do a follow-up. Remember I said that I would talk about religion?
Oh,
I
yes.
Brace your socks. Nope. Brace yourselves.
Hold your Bibles.
Okay, so it's a couple of things, and I had to make myself like a flow chart to process these thoughts. So it's a giving me life and a killing me softly altogether, so just bear with me.
Okay.
We organically had this conversation on the phone the other day about how you were saying, how you feeling? You were feeling worthless the other day. What's that like? How's that look today? And I get so flustered when I talk about religion. I don't know what it is. That's what's killing me softly, is that I feel behind, and I feel sometimes I wonder, like, why am I so private about religion? And I was telling Emily, if my son, for example, was super quiet and private about something, I would be like, what is going on? Why won't you talk about that thing? And so I'm like, is it shame or is it? I don't feel ashamed. I feel proud to be Christian. And so it's just, there's so many thoughts. That's what kills me softly. Also, when I start to like get into like a Bible study or something, I get so like, I'm like, wait, who are we talking about? Paul? Or are we talking about Saul? And why is he in jail? And he's always in jail. And what? So many letters. And I just feel like I'm always in the front of the Bible trying to figure out what's going on. And then I'm in the back. And then it's like, what is happening? And so I want to talk about it because I do feel like I cannot possibly be the only one that feels so confused all the time, but also curious. Then I'm thinking it's giving me life because I'm realizing that if I actually take the time to not just do the Bible study and, you know, sit down and whatever it is that I'm looking into that day, I have to also match it with writing down my thoughts on it, because I have such a hard time figuring out, okay, what do I think about that? And what does that mean to me? And I think that I'm doing a good enough job. Like I have so many notes in my Bible, you know, on the sides, but I really need to spend more time processing it. So anyway, it's killing me softly that I've got so many layers and barriers to feeling accomplished or feeling like all these shiny women on Instagram who just feel so like arrived. I have so many layers. It's like covered in mud and like children's Bible book version of knowledge. But I feel like I'm getting there and I'm feeling more confident and at least figuring out why do I feel so weird about religion all the time. So that's that.
I love your heart and I love that you're talking about it. And that alone is huge. That's such a big deal. Because if you just would never even talk about it.
Yeah, I've always been a closed Bible. I've always been a closed book on religion. And Rebecca, you asked me in Ohio, you're like, I had mentioned something about being a baby Christian. You're like, what is your deal with that? And I'm like, we don't talk about religion here.
Say it like that.
No, but you did. You asked me, like, what's your story?
Yeah.
You know, basically. Yeah. And something Emily and I don't ever really get into, which you wouldn't think because Emily gets into it with everybody.
But Katie will not talk about it.
So, okay, I have some questions. Can I ask them?
Sure.
Okay, so you said, like, what is...
I'm not taking any questions at this time. No, I'm just kidding. Well,
you just said sure. So that is
confusing. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
What has been helping you? So you said, are you part of a Bible study, like, with a church, and then you journal after? Is that what I'm hearing has helped, like, you kind of take what you're hearing and make it your own or, like, process what you think about it?
Yeah. So I'm not in a group with anybody else right now, but I was doing this one with Jenny Allen. She was talking about taking your thoughts captive. Mm-hmm. And then I just realized I have to write down, like, not just a little bit, like I just have to write down all of my thoughts. And I didn't realize that that's how I process things. Cause if not, I just think, okay, so now I'm going to go about my day and I'm going to think about that, but I can't, I have to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
I realize things that I wouldn't normally, I think.
Right. Yeah.
I think your thought about being accomplished, though, like the people you think are accomplished are really not. Like, because when we talked earlier, you said that I was one of the people that was accomplished. And I told my husband that and he could not stop laughing. And I'm like, shut up.
What do you mean? Like, it just feels like everybody else has it figured out. Like, there's no way that I am having unique thoughts, but I am.
You are. Because the Spirit of God is inside you and he's moving.
Yeah.
And that's all you need. And we all need reminders from anybody who is willing to remind us. And you not saying anything is taking yourself out of a conversation you're supposed to be in. You have every right to be there. And if you have a question, that means so many other people also have that question.
Right. And so that's why I want to talk about it. But it feels so private. Like I feel so naked when I talk about it. I know that there are people that listen to the show that aren't moms. And so I'm just assuming there are people that listen to the show that aren't Christians or are little baby Christians like me. You know,
I've had people tell me, I would never tell my friends I listen to this podcast because you are a bunch of Christians and y'all are like, whoa, a bunch of weirdos.
But I love it.
I know, right? So yeah, no, you're definitely not alone.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm proud of you, Katie.
All right. Thanks.
She's like, and I don't want to talk about this anymore.
And book closed.
We're going to have a whole episode on religion and questions coming up soon because I have those all the time.
You feel accomplished. You feel like you've arrived. To me.
And then my 11-year-old says, what if this is all just something we make up to make ourselves feel better about? And I'm like, oh, what if it is? You know, like, so I think as kids get older too, because I grew up in the faith. So a lot of it, I never questioned things about the Bible or about faith. But then when I have a son who's a very big thinker, who isn't just taking what I tell him as like truth. In fact, he wants to process it and to play devil's advocate, even though he doesn't even know what that means. Like, it's just his true thoughts. I'm like, oh man, there's just so much that I don't know. And maybe some things we'll never know. Like, will I ever have a good enough answer for him? No, I think he has to experience God in a way that I can't manufacture for him, you know? Yeah. But yeah, it's, I think there's a lot there that would be fun to talk about. And
It's funny because I even wanted to tell you guys before we started recording, we have so much fun together and everything, but I don't want to lose the spiritual aspect of it as it comes up organically just because we're having fun. Because I know we always went there with the interviews, but I didn't want it to go away. So I all about, and I think a lot of the listeners are used to that too and wouldn't want that to go away either. So let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right. I'm on board.
All right. Listen, food and nutrition can feel overwhelming. This has been coming up on the show a lot lately, and us moms are responsible for a lot of the essentials for our families. I know for me, returning back to work has taken up a lot of my time, and meals from Sakara have been really helpful and delicious. Sakara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you put in your body. This week I had a beet salad from them, and I'm telling you, I don't like beets, but this was delicious. I'm really impressed with their packaging and how they make healthy foods taste so delicious. Their menu of organic chef-curated meals create a foundation of nutrition, and they have programs for any stage of your life to restore digestive harmony and regulate cravings. Along with their meals, they also have wellness products like Metabolism Super Powder and nutrient-rich supplements. They even have prenatal vitamins. Sakara has received rave reviews from Vogue, Goop, New York Times, and more. And right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off your first order of prenatal vitamins when you go to sakara.com/MSW or enter code MSW at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/MSW to get 20% off your first order. sakara.com/MSW.
Okay, so Killing Me Softly, I don't know if I'm like legally allowed to say this. I don't know. Somebody on Jonah's hockey team tested positive for COVID. Okay. And this is the closest it's gotten to our family.
Okay.
So he had two games this weekend where I guess that kid maybe was positive or had an exposure outside of one of those games, but then came to the games, didn't know he had exposure, found out maybe like Monday or Tuesday, and then took a test and got positive results and has symptoms today. So I'm like, oh, like it's getting closer and closer. Like it's been just kind of this news thing. And like, I see people on Instagram getting it. And like my mom's friend from grade school got it, but it's never been this close. And I don't even know what kid it is. They won't even tell us, which I think is probably good. But
yeah.
Now I'm just like, fingers crossed. I'm going to call our pediatrician when we get off the call and just be like, what should I do? Like, it's not like wrestling. So they weren't in each other's faces. They weren't like making out, you know, but like, right. And they do wear masks when they play, but they have helmets on. And so I don't know, maybe it's nothing to worry about, but it's kind of the first like, oh, that's closer than I like. And yeah. I mean, Michigan did close down on Monday, all like indoor sporting events, all indoor restaurants, high schools are closed, colleges are closed. So thankfully there hasn't been like more exposure because we had more games planned, you know, that got canceled. So I'm grateful for that, but just kind of stinks, you know, especially with Thanksgiving. We were going to go see my parents for Thanksgiving and right. I don't know what the doctor is going to say, if we should get tested or if it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume that they would say quarantine. That's at least what they're doing here.
Right.
Like anything over 15 minutes or something. But I don't know about, because it was outdoors. It might be different.
Well, it was indoor rink, but like not really close contact for more than 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It depends on which kid it was. If he was sitting next to that kid or.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like hockey isn't really a close contact type sport necessarily for more than 15 minutes. Like you hit people and.
Yeah.
Next to him. But
no making out.
No making out good. In this sport.
So
yeah.
So my son's little neighbor friend tested positive. And so my son and my daughter had fevers. And so then I didn't get tested, but everybody else got tested. And everything came back negative. And then the pediatrician or our doctor said, but I think you had it. I would not trust the negative test. So, I mean, nobody knows. Nobody even thinking knows. I don't know.
I know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope nobody gets anything.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So what we should have started with the Killing Me Softlys first, because now we're like heading into that. Yeah. Well, okay. So, you know, I am a psych nurse and there has just been a lot of self-harm lately in where I work and just people trying to carve into themselves and just lots and lots of blood. And it just makes me think of just so much hurt in the world and the effects of just sin and just, I'm not saying that they're sinning by, I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying like in our lives, there's just a lot of hurt and a lot of people yeah. have been hurt. And then the working out of what does that hurt look like? I just see it at work and I don't know. It's just kind of hard. But on the other hand, I get to see them also encourage one another out of that place. And that's good. And, you know, thankfully I have the opportunity to encourage them as well, you know, from my own depression and anxiety and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. It's just been a lot of, a lot of blood, a lot of hurting.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm just looking forward to the day when we don't have, there's an end to all of the pain. And I'm looking forward to that for especially some of my patients right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, Do you see your next line?
Yeah, my next line is,
that was a good time. Something that is actually happy and positive is that since we've switched to Moms Struggling Well, Rebecca is definitely business-minded and is helping us, you know, stay on track. And she's just very good. She's the ideas guy. And so we've had goals and we're meeting goals and it's just been fun to have goals. So anyway, I wanted to set a new goal. I want to be the ideas guy for a second.
I'm pretty sure I've not set one goal. I feel like all the goals have come from you.
Oh, okay. No, I feel like you, any hoozle.
Okay. We won't argue about who's better.
Okay, great. I want to set a goal to reach 1,000 reviews on iTunes, and I do read the reviews to pull them up for the episodes to read them, and they always make me cry. So this one, I picked one that was kind of like mid-level, right? This is not going to make me cry. It's from...
Le J. Drygrand.
Le J. Grand.
So this review's from them, and they say, love... A refreshing, hilarious, feel-good time escape of a podcast. You will always feel happier after listening to an episode. Excited for the new Moms format. So our goal is to reach 1,000 reviews. What can we do if we meet this goal? That's what I want to know.
All I can think of are very inappropriate things that we should not do. We should not do them.
I feel
maybe
like
we
Emily
should get input. Okay, go ahead. What should Emily
do? What do you feel like I should do? Shave my head or something?
I like where this is going.
Exactly. I just wanted Emily to shave her head. That's all. Out of 1,000 reviews? I mean, couldn't you do it? Couldn't you muster up the courage?
What are we at right now?
Like 900. We could have had this conversation before we were recording.
No, we have all our business meetings live. Okay. We'll go with 1,000.
1,000 by December 31st.
Yes.
What can we do? Can we send out a bunch of decals to people or can we, I don't know.
Can we do a decal for a review? Are there laws
that's a
about
1,000
that?
Decals?
No, that's only about 50.
Oh, you mean for the next people?
Okay. How about this? You write a review, might get selected, right? To read on the show. And if you email me, hello@momstrugglingwell.com, tell me that you left a review, copy that review in the email. I'll send you a decal.
Good. Let's do it. Let's get to 1,000 by 2021.
Yes, because they actually do help.
They do help. And it's nice to get feedback because we do read them.
Oh, the feedback is good. And it just helps us reach more moms who need an escape.
So how do you leave a review? I don't even know how to find a review. I don't read the reviews. Tell me how to do it.
A lot of information coming from you. So you go to your podcast player and wherever you're listening to Mom Struggling Well,
what's the Apple app?
Some people use Stitcher, from what I hear.
But the reviews that we're talking about are on the Apple app, right, Katie?
Oh, okay.
You can do it on your app, though, where you see the 5 stars. You could click on the stars. We only are accepting 5-star reviews. if you don't want to leave a 5-star review.
No decal.
Oh, my gosh. This has gone so sideways from how I expected it to go. You can also go to the website, momstrugglingwell.com, and leave a review there. At the bottom of any episode, you can leave a review there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can send us gifts if you want. We'll give you our addresses.
So many ways. Okay. So many good ways.
So many ways. If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I am @KateOrdway.
I'm Rebecca Smith online.
And I am Mom Struggling Well.
The original, the OG.
The original gangster. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? Well, maybe you buy yourself some Christmas presents. Maybe you do weird things and wrap them up under the tree and just wait, or do the normal thing and whenever it comes in the mail, use it. Maybe you get yourself a Better Life bag.
Do it.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe you get your dogs that you hate, put in a picture and put it in a place of honor in your bedroom. Because why?
I can't wait to see a picture.
I know, it's going to be really cute. But do us a favor and share this episode with a friend who is at a loss about what they're even doing for Christmas presents. It means the world to us, and it also helps other moms struggle well.
So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss the next main show episode, which is coming in 2 weeks, where we are going to be talking about music and lyrics, and lyrics that we misinterpret, and lyrics that we've never heard before, and all things musical.
Yes, darling.
I got very fancy at the end.
All right, guys. That was super fun. Bye.
Because we're all in this together. Your richest mom struggling well.